going. So we're going to go to one of the oldest books in the Bible, sort of nearly in the middle, the book of Job, or Job as you call it here. Job, and we're going to go to chapter 14, please. The book of Job, chapter 14. Job 14 and 1 says, "Man that is born of woman is of few days and full of trouble. He cometh forth like a flower and is cut down. He flees also as a shadow and continueth not. And dost thou open thine eyes upon such a one, and bringest me into judgment with thee? Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. Seeing his days are determined, the number of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bounds that he cannot pass. Turn from him that he may rest, till he accomplish as a worker his day. For there is hope of a tree if it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground, yet through the scent of water it will bud, and bring forth boughs like a plant. But man dieth and wasteth away. Yea, man giveth up the ghost, and where is he? As waters fail from the sea, and the flood decayeth and drieth up, so man lies down and rises not. Till the heavens be no more, they shall not awake, nor be raised out of their sleep. Oh, that thou wouldst hide me in the grave, that thou wouldst keep me secret until thy wrath be past, that thou wouldst appoint me a set time and remember me. If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed times will I wait till my change shall come." We're going to go over to Luke chapter 16, please. Luke chapter 16 for a couple of verses. Luke 16, and we're going to break in at verse 22. Luke 16 and 22. "And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments." We're going to go over to Luke chapter 23, please. Luke chapter 23. And we'll just, for the context is so important here. Luke chapter 23 and verse 39. "And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on Jesus, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But they all are answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Truly I say unto you, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." And we'll just read verse 46 as well. "And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost." And our final reading is over in Ephesians, a wonderful book of Ephesians. And we're just going to read Ephesians 2 and verse 8. We may speak a wee bit more about the chapter, but we'll just... So Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8, and it says this: "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." And we know the Lord. Just flick your hand back to Job chapter 14, and we'll make a start. Now, it's one of those situations in life. When Elvis Presley died, people would say, "Oh, I remember exactly where I was at that time." And for some of you older folk as well, when JFK met his end in Dallas, Texas, you probably think, "Well, I was out. I was at such and such." But you know, one of the biggest news items this year, and probably this decade and this century, is the death of Her Majesty the Queen Elizabeth II. And we'd heard on the news, it came on the internet that she was ill and whatnot, and they said that she died. And this little verse came into my head, and I want to leave it with you. But man dieth and wasteth away. Job 14, verse 10. Yea, man giveth up the ghost, and where is he? Where is she? Your relatives, my relatives, when they die, where are they now? And I was at a funeral in Kirkconnell, a lovely lady would do anything to help anybody. And I listened to a man who is appointed to speak in that church, and I listened to him all dressed up, and he said a lot of things. And I know this lady, and I'm not judging the lady, and I don't want you to misunderstand me. But basically he said that, you know, when we die, it's not the end, and that's true. When we die, we go into eternity, and that is true. And when we die, we're all going to get to heaven, and we're all going to see the ones that have gone on before, and it's going to be a blessed time. But that's not true. Either that man is right, or the Bible is wrong. So what I want you to do, I want us to think this afternoon. I've got a title here for you. I want to think of the ghost, and I want to think of the grace. There's usually one for titles. I just got that without walking the dogs this morning. I want you to think especially of the ghost. Man dies, yea, man wastes away. Man gives up the ghost, and where is he? The ghost. Something that's given up. Man gives up the ghost. And you know, whenever I was a wee boy, well, that's a while ago now, but when I was a child, my mum was a good wee Christian woman, and round the house, and nearly every room, there's gospel tacks up on the walls, and you don't see that very often now, but there was this verse was there, and it just came to me when I was out walking the dogs last night. I was just focusing on man giving up the ghost, and I thought, well, you know, that's only half the gospel. That's only half the gospel to tell us that we're heading into eternity, to tell us that we're going to go absent from the body and we're in eternity. But that's not the gospel. And this wee verse came to me, and I can picture the Sunday school tax that I got. I must have been a good boy at one time when I got that. But then this tax, and it says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith. Not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." Now, I'll be quite honest with you. I hadn't a clue what that verse meant. I had no idea what that means. For by grace are ye saved through faith. What is grace? What is faith? And how can we be saved? And that's what we want to think about this afternoon. So, Job, if you think you have a bad life, if you think you're having a hard time, you really need to read the first two or three chapters of Job. Job had a terrible time. Job was a righteous man. Job was a God-fearing man. And God said to Satan, "Have you seen anyone like him?" And Satan tested him. And he lost his family, he lost his houses, he lost his wealth, he lost his health, and he had a wife that told him, "Curse God and die." Would be lost without their wives, wouldn't it? So Job has spoken in Job chapter 14, and he says this: "Man that is born of woman is of few days and full of trouble." You ever think about that? How, even though no matter how old you are, how short your time is. There's an old neighbour, whenever I was growing up, we used to come down and use the telephone, because not everybody had telephones whenever I was growing up. And before anybody says at the door, there actually was telephones, and we did have one, all right, we're not that prehistoric. But anyway, this old man would come down, and this was one of his favourite sayings: "Man that is born of woman is of few days and full of trouble." I want you to think, ladies and gentlemen, about the shortness of time. And I want to bring this verse to you. It says, "But man dies and wastes away. Yea, man gives up the ghost. And where is he? Now that verse is very important for two reasons. Number one, well, there's maybe more than that, but number one is that we're all going to die. And that probably if you asked the person sitting beside you, or if you thought in your own life or your own heart, what would it be to die today? What would it be to die tonight? What would it be, or what would it be like to leave time, to leave your family, to leave your children or your grandchildren, to leave your friends and neighbors? What would it be like to die? Did you ever think of that? Here's Job, and he says, listen, man is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. He comes forth like a flower, and he's cut down. He's cut down. Man dies. Woman dies. We're all going to die. But Job asks the question, man dies and he wastes away. Man gives up the ghost and where is he? So there's two things you need to think about, and I would love you to think about this afternoon, is that we're all going to die. Sooner or later. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen somebody that has died. It's not a very pleasant experience to see that. And especially someone that you love and someone that you've cared for. Just to see that body there on either the hospital bed or the bed at home, just to see and to acknowledge in Job 14 and 10, man has died and man's going to waste away. And one day that will be your lot. And one day that will be my lot and portion, that we will die if the Lord be not come. We will die and we will waste away. But it says something else. Yea, man gives up the ghost. Man gives up the ghost. Man basically expires. The life that God has given him is taken back again. Man gives up the ghost. And here's the question. Where is he? Where is he? Where is Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II? What was she depending on, or who was she depending on to face eternity? And I know Craig here spoke here but last week or a couple of weeks ago that she had a faith and belief in our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only thing that would take Queen Elizabeth II from time into heaven. It wouldn't be her riches. It wouldn't be her wealth. It wouldn't be who she was connected to. If she's in heaven today, she's in heaven because she repented of her sins and believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. And she's in heaven solely because of that. And why is that? Because we read in Ephesians 2:8, For by grace are ye saved through faith. And not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. Not of works. Not of works. Lest any man should boast. So here we go. Man dies. Man wastes away. Man gives up the ghost. And where is he? Where is he? When Stuart comes to check your pulse and says, I'm sorry, he's away or she's away and all the rest of it. When you die, where will you be? It'll not matter what you had in the bank. It'll not matter who you knew. It'll not matter even what you knew. All will matter is, are you saved through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ? Job says, man's born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. He comes forth as a flower and is cut down. He flees as a shadow and is not there anymore. What can we do to help ourselves? Job 14 and 4 says, who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. I want you to think about this as well, ladies and gentlemen. Job 14 and 5 says, seeing his days are numbered. Now here's a man, and all he has is his life. All his possessions, his health and all has been taken away from him. And he says, my days are determined. The number of my months are with thee, and thou hast appointed the bounds that he cannot pass. Job knew that he had an allotted time on this earth. And sometimes we forget that as Christians. And sometimes we forget that when we come in and think, oh, well, you know, that wasn't a very cheery message. Oh, when's he speaking again? I'm going to know come the next time because they're rather solemn and scary and all the rest of it. But the important matter is, ladies and gentlemen, is man dies. Man wastes away. Yea, man gives up the ghost, and where is he? You know, Job was a farmer, and he knew what it was to have cattle and camels and sheep and all these things. And he was saying, Job 14 and 7, if you cut a tree down, if you cut a tree down to a stump, and even the roots die, even with the smell of water, that tree will grow again. But he compares man. But man's not able to do that. The Bible says, it is appointed unto men once to die, and after that, the judgment. So wouldn't it be good if we thought this afternoon, and we considered that we're going to die, that we're going to waste away, that we're going to give up the ghost, and we're going to go somewhere. We are going to go somewhere. Now, I listened to the pomp and ceremony, and I do believe the Queen was a good lady, and I believe she's good for the country. But I listened to people in very fancy garbs and all the rest of it, and they said, now, we commend whatever her full title was, to the keeping of God. And in Kirkconnell Parish Church, this man was saying, we commend her sister to God and to his care and all the rest of it. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen, that's not scripture. Because my Bible tells me that we live and then we die. And there's no waiting period. There's no holding bay. There's no park and see where you're going to go. When you die and when I die, we will either go to heaven or we'll go to hell. There's no waiting period. So we don't need any priest, pastor, minister to say, we commend the body of Robert Gray now to go in peace and all this nonsense and all the rest of it. Listen, whoever says that, just throw something at them, because it's cobblers. It's no right. It's not scriptural. We will die and we will go into eternity. We will go into eternity. And there's not an atheist or a humanist or any other esterism that can argue with that. That we are going to die. And we are going to waste away. And we are going to give up the ghost. But the Bible says, where is he? Where is he? That's the ghost. But you know, I love the book of Ephesians. I really do. In fact, I was blown away by the amount of times in Ephesians chapter 1 and 2 about the times that grace is mentioned. Grace from God. It says to these people, this church, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved. It says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. So if we are going to get saved, if we know we need to be saved, and if we want to be saved, and the Bible says we have to be saved, we are saved by grace. What in the world is grace? You know, whenever I was growing up, I don't remember very much. Maybe I wasn't the best student in the Sunday school or the school, as you can probably work out. But you know, grace was explained to me very simply. G-R-A-C-E. God's riches at Christ's expense. God's riches at Christ's expense. G-R-A-C-E. So keep that in mind. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. So this church in Ephesus, these Ephesian believers, what does it say in chapter 2? It says at one time they were without Christ. It says at one time they were outside the promises and covenants of God. It says that this church, these people, men and women, young and old, it says they had no hope. And they were without God in this world. But it says, the next verse, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who were sometimes afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. By the blood of Christ. Let's read our little verse again. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, etc., etc. So we've got Job saying, we're going to die. Our times, our months are numbered, and there's no way we can pass it. We're going to die. We're going to waste away. We're going to give up the ghost. And Job wants to know, where are we? And that would be a good question for you to ask or answer in your own heart. But I want to talk to you this afternoon about the grace of God. And I want to ask you, when you go home, all been well, Christian and non-believers well, to read the first two chapters of Ephesians. I was going to do that this morning, but I didn't. And it says, in whom, this is the Lord Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. And I want to flick over and just read that verse again. In verse chapter 2 and 13, it says, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Are you getting that? How can we come into this grace of God? God in his justice looks down on this on these Ephesians and said, at one time, you had no hope. Without God, without Christ, without any promises, you were heading to destruction. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were sometimes afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. The blood of Christ. And this would not be a gospel service if we didn't mention how you can be forgiven, how you can have your sins forgiven, how you can find peace with God, how you can know that if you die, if you waste away, if you give up the ghost, and where are you? Well, don't worry, he's in heaven. And why is he in heaven? Why is she in heaven? How did they get there? How can they be so pompous or so bold to say he's going to be in heaven? Well, it's quite simple. If you believe that the Lord Jesus Christ was the Son of God, if you believe he took flesh and blood, if you believe that he went to Calvary's cross, and if you believe that he suffered on the cross for sin, he suffered for sinners, and he suffered for me. That blood that was shed on Calvary's cross wasn't just a victim. That blood was a sacrifice. One sacrifice, the Bible says, one sacrifice for sins forever. And Jesus has sat down. That's why he came. That's why he took flesh and blood, in order that he could die. Did you ever hear anything as wonderful and strange in your life? That God would become a man. That God would take flesh and blood. That God would walk on this earth. And God the Son would be led outside Jerusalem's walls to be crucified, to be slain, to be spat upon, to be ridiculed and blasphemed, from the religious down to the man in the gutter. And hear that man kneel beside him. Do you not fear God? Do you not fear God? We deserve what we were getting. But see, this man has done nothing amiss. Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And hear the promise of Jesus today. Not tomorrow, not maybe. Today shall thou be with me in paradise. Oh, the Christ of God had to go to the cross. He had to shed his blood. He had to pour out his blood on Calvary's cross as an offering for sin. Because the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from some sins, cleanses us from most sins. No, it doesn't. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sins, every sin. And what does that do? When Jesus' blood has been shed on the cross, when Paul writes to the Ephesian church and he says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. What does that mean? It means that you're ready to go to heaven. It means you're holy before God. It means you're cleansed and sanctified. You're ready for the presence of a holy and awesome God. Through the forgiveness of sins, through the blood of Jesus Christ. Well, that might be very good, Robert, but it's time to go. Let me read this wee passage to you. In Ephesians chapter 2. This he's written. Now, remember that he's writing to Christians who have been forgiven. And you has he made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience, and whom also we all had our conversations in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in our sins, he's made us alive together with Christ. By grace you're saved. And has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come, I want you to get that, that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith. That not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created into Christ in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. This is the difference that you can have in your life. This is the difference that you can have in your heart. This is the difference that you can have in your soul. And how do we get it? We need the blood of Christ. We need to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. In whom we have redemption through his blood. The forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. For by grace are ye saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. That's the message of the gospel, friends. The work is done. Christ has died. Christ has shed his blood. And God has raised him again. God has set him at his right hand, a prince and a savior. And he said, sit thou here until thine enemies are made the footstool of thy feet. And the Lord Jesus is sitting on the throne. He bears the marks of Calvary. He wears the scars that sinful man put upon him. And he's there at God's right hand. And he's coming back. And he's coming soon. And his reward is with him. He's coming for those who trust in him. And he'll take us to be forever with himself. What a blessed hope. Have you got that hope? Man dies. Man wastes away. Man gives up the ghost. And where is he? Where will your ghost be? Where will your spirit be when you expire and there's not one thing you can do? You come to the boundary. You come to the end of your life and God says no more. I'm taking that life back. And there you are, you're in the casket. Oh, wasn't he a great lad? Oh, we've some crack him. Oh, wasn't she a great cook and all the rest of it? It'll be too late then. Too late. Oh, that's why we get fired up in the gospel. Because you might not see me again. Ooh, that's good, isn't it? I might not see you again. Well, you're going to die. And I'm going to die. We're going to waste away. And where will we be? Where will we be 1 second after we die? That's the important thing. But hear the good news, that you can have your sins forgiven. You can be cleansed. You can be born again. You can be brought into God's family. That you can come into the blessings of eternal blessings with our Lord Jesus Christ. The unsearchable riches of Christ you will come into the moment and hour you repent and believe the gospel. And how do you get it? By grace. By the grace of God. G-R-A-C-E. God's riches at Christ's expense. May you think about these things. Thank you very much. Our Father in heaven, we give thanks for the glorious gospel of our Lord Jesus. How wonderful it is that here we are, dead in our sins, without God and without hope in the world. And we can do nothing to help ourselves. We can say nothing to help ourselves. We can be nothing to help ourselves. But we rejoice that thy word tells us.